Adventures in Research.
Feel that drop of rain? There's another. And another. Yes, sir, he's done it again. When it comes to breaking a drought, that man's a regular wizard.
This is Paul Shannon transcribing another fascinating tale of science. And here to tell the story is Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratory.
Thank you, Paul. Hello, everyone. I've called our story for today, The Rain Wizard. Ever hear of a comparatively new science called climatology? It was born of a wartime need to project weather conditions weeks, even months ahead. The long-range weather study. Think what that means to the farmer today, being able to look ahead and plan his crops, backed in his planning by such a science as climatology. But the farmers didn't have the benefit of climatology a generation ago. It would have meant a lot to America's great corn belt in those early years. To Joshua Layton, Nebraska farmer, walking through his corn field.
It's too much for a man to stand, I tell you. Lord knows we're used to droughts and we take them as they come.
This is the worst we've ever had, Josh, and that's a fact. Don't show any signs of breaking, either. That sun's as hot as all get out.
It ain't enough that we got the cutworm and the corn borer and wind and hail and everything else that comes along. No, that ain't enough. We got to stand by and watch our corn crop burn to a crisp. Look at it.
Mine's the same way, Josh. Burned up, acres of it. Don't know what we're going to do for money this year, Josh. Fine crop we had, too. A fine crop. Now look at it. Every ear is about to wither up. There'll be nothing left if this keeps up, not even for the hogs.
Yeah, it takes the heart clean out of a man to see good corn dying for want of rain. You know, I'd give anything for a little...
I just happened to think. That rainmaker fellow's due in tomorrow. Maybe if enough of us can raise the money...
Sure. Maybe we can make a deal with him. Now let's get the neighbors together and meet him at the depot. Have a talk with him. I was worried so much I clean forgot about the rainmaker.
All right, Josh. I'll round up the neighbors and see you at the depot. That's his boxcar. They're going to put it on the siding. Let's head over that way, Josh.
You know, I'd sure like to know the secret these fellas have. How they can make rain.
Save us a heap of money if we didn't know. But try and find out. Never seen such a close-mouthed fellow as this one.
Well, after all, Sam, that's the way he makes his living. Oh, here's the boxcar.
He's got a rope around it, too. No chance of getting too close. Smart man, all right.
Well, let's have a talk with him, see what we can do, Sam. Now, you're the spokesman for all of us. Uh-oh, here he comes now.
Oh, gentlemen, Shadwell's the name, Daniel B. Shadwell. And judging from the acres and acres of dying corn I see all around me, I haven't arrived any too soon.
That's right, Mr. Shadwell. We sure do need your services as a rainmaker.
What?
I'm Sam Wilker, spokesman for every farmer hereabouts. First, we want to know how much you charge to make rain for us.
Well, Mr. Wilker, I have a system of making rain that never fails. It's been successful in almost every section of the country. So I work on one basis only. No rain, no pay.
Now, suits us. How about it, men? Okay, you've got yourself a job, mister. When can you start? We need that rain off of bed.
Start? Why, right away, of course. Suppose we work out a few details, though. I'd like to get my charges straightened out before I go to work.
Well, Josh, looks as though everybody's here. Ain't seen such a crowd since the big fair.
Say, do you think this fellow Shadwell can make it rain?
I was talking to him just before you came, Josh. There's quite a system, all right. Mm-hmm. See the windows cut in the boxcar?
Yeah. You mean the front end of the boxcar?
No, that end's where he sleeps. The other end's where he keeps all his chemicals and gases and the like. Stuff he uses to make it rain.
Well, how's gas going to make it rain, Sam?
I don't know. Shadwell claims it does. Says the gas goes up in the sky and mixes with the rain clouds. And forces the raindrops down.
But, Sam, there ain't a rain cloud in the sky.
Shadwell claims there is, but you can't see him.
Oh.
But the gas he makes can reach him. That's all I know.
Well, I reckon he knows what he's doing. Oh, there's Shadwell now, climbing up on the roof of the car. what's he doing?
Quiet. He's studying the sky, doing some tall figuring, maybe. Oh, now he's coming down, going back in the boxcar.
Yeah, it sure is all far and mysterious the way these fellas work.
Ask me, the whole thing's a fake.
Oh, this fella Shadwell ain't no fake. He's got to produce rain or he don't get paid. That's our agreement.
Say, Sam, what's that funny smell?
That's the gas I was telling you about. See it coming out of the hole in the top of the car?
Sure is hard on the nose. But if that's what it takes to make rain, I guess we can stand it. Yeah. How long do you reckon it'll take, Sam?
I don't know, Josh. Shadwell didn't set no time limit. Maybe it'll take the rest of the day, or it might be tomorrow. Can't tell.
Well, Martha, it's just about bedtime, and I don't see no signs of rain. Scarcely a breeze outside. Here's to me this fella Shadwell made a bad bargain this time. Oh, well. May as well try to get some sleep. Maybe by the... Hear that? I'd have sworn I heard... It's come! Hey, Martha! Johnny! Come quick! Listen to the rain! Our crops are saved! It's raining! I never thought rain would ever sound like music to a hard-bitten farmer like me. It sure does. Yes, sir. Martha, you can have that new dress you've been hankering for now.
Mr. Shadwell, I've been asked to speak for everybody here at this meeting and give you our thanks for saving our crops and keeping us all out of the poorhouse. You've kept your part of the bargain, and now we're keeping our part of it. $500. Here you are, Mr. Shadwell.
Thanks, men. I take it you're all satisfied with the result.
We're more than satisfied, ain't we, men?
Yes, sir. If it hadn't been for you, a lot of us here at this meeting would have been looking the other way every time we met anybody from the bank. I know I would.
Well, I'm obliged to you, gentlemen. Does my heart good to know that you all place so much confidence in my ability to make rain.
Never had a stick of doubt myself.
No, me neither. But there was a couple of fellas that, well, they didn't exactly say it in so many words, but... They thought I was a fake, is that it? Well, I heard some of the remarks myself, but in my business, there's only one answer to that situation... Produce rain.
You sure did that, all right.
Yes, but being a rainmaker isn't all play, you know. It's a lot of hard work. Making rain isn't a profession you can learn overnight.
Yes, there's more to it than meets the eye.
You bet there is. To be a rainmaker, you've got to know the signs and read them right. You've got to know all kinds of weather firsthand. And you've got to know just how much chemical to use. And as is, how far up it has to go. Things like that. I tell you, gents, it takes a heap of figuring. A heap of figuring. Well, I'll be on my way, and thank you.
Took a heap of showmanship, too, to be a good rainmaker. There were skeptics who said that rainmakers had access to weather forecasts, but they wouldn't accept a job for a certain day unless they'd seen the forecast. Sometimes things went wrong, in spite of the heap of figuring. Old-timers will recall a man by the name of Rainmaker Hatfield. He had quite a reputation out California way. Not so long ago, a drought hit California. In one section, the city council decided to break the dry spell, sent for Rainmaker Hatfield, and asked him what he could do.
Well, gentlemen, I've studied the problem, and I can make you three propositions. Take any of them you want.
What'll they cost us?
Just, I'll come to that in a minute. Now, here are the three plans. First, I'll fill up your reservoir for you.
Yeah?
Second proposition, I'll produce up to 30 inches of rain without charge.
Well, now, that's...
But my charge will be $500 an inch over there. And third, I'll deliver 40 inches of rain free of charge. With a charge of $1,000 for every inch over the 40. Well, now, there you are, gentlemen. Take your charge.
The city council was pretty desperate, but also cagey. They accepted Hatfield's proposition and neglected intentionally to mention which of the offers they were accepting. Hatfield went right to work. At the Moreno Dam near San Diego, he set up his towers.
All right, men. Careful those boxes now. Don't drop them or we'll be delayed a week or more. Is that all of them? All right. That's all, men. I said, that's all, men. What are you waiting for?
We kind of figured maybe we could watch you go about making rain. Got any objections, mister?
Yes, I have. I work alone, and I don't allow anyone to watch me work. It disturbs me. And I need to concentrate. You'll have to leave right away. I've got work to do.
Hatfield got right to work and sent up his gases. In practically no time at all, the rain came. Once started, the rain came down in buckets, 35 inches of it, creating quite a few problems.
My house is flooded. Shut this rain off.
Hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise ruined in my store.
Who's going to pay for flood damage to my property? You and City Council are responsible for this rain. I'm going to sue unless you shut it off immediately.
Shut it off!
Shut it off! Mr. Hatfield, you've ruined the whole district.
But, gentlemen, you wanted rain, didn't you? That's what I came here to produce.
Yes, but we didn't order this much rain. The whole city's up in arms. Why, man, this isn't the rain, it's a flood. It's costing people thousands of dollars.
And just what do you expect me to do about it?
Do? Why, shut it off, of course. You've started it. It's up to you to control it. Shut it off.
Gentlemen, I'm a rainmaker, not a rain stopper.
You mean to stand there and say you won't shut off this rain?
Well, it isn't that I won't, gentlemen. It's just that I can't. You asked for rain, and I've given it to you.
Then by
thunder... I've filled my end of the bargain. Now it's up to you to live up to your end. Here's my bill. Includes expenses.
$10,000! We won't pay it. Not one cent of it. We didn't order this much rain, and we refuse to pay.
Very well, gentlemen. We shall see. I shall put the matter up to the city attorney.
That's agreeable with us. We'll leave it to the city attorney. And if he says we should pay this bill, it shall be paid. If not... Here is your answer, Mr. Hatfield. The opinion handed down by the city attorney. He says that the rain was an act of God and had nothing whatsoever to do with it. That opinion relieves you of all responsibility and consequently of any remuneration. Good day, sir.
It's strange to think that professional rainmakers were in demand as late as 1916, that people still believed in their wizardry. But gradually their power waned as the Weather Bureau increased in efficiency. Today, America's system of weather forecasting reaches out to new horizons in the science of climatology, puts to work the vast amount of knowledge gained during the war years. Climatology, helping the farmer and the industrialist plan ahead to meet their respective climatic conditions, helping, too, to meet the rising tide of weather interest throughout the country. Climatology, a new and absorbing adventure in research.
And that's today's story, as told by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratory. Join us again next week when Dr. Thomas will be back with another transcribed Adventure in Research.